There is a religious arrogance that says, unless you are a member of my church, you are not saved. Unless you are baptized with my baptism, you do not have eternal life. Unless you practice your religion in my church, you are not going to heaven. You see, the only way to heaven is Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. Churches are here to help us as we walk through this life, an assembly of believers that assist and care for one another and present the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world, that they may also be saved if they will believe. You see, to get into God's family, to have that inheritance in heaven, you have to be born again. You have to be born from above. And here's the way the Apostle John put it in the first chapter of the Gospel of John. It says this, "The light shines in darkness," John was speaking of Jesus, "and the darkness could not extinguish it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lights every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God." You see, John asserts by the Holy Spirit that born-again people are not born in the normal way, that is, entering back into their mother's womb, and their lineage in heaven cannot be traced to any bloodline. And it was not because two people decided they wanted to have a baby. And then it says they are not born of the will of man. No one man or group of men or group of people, men or women, may give us eternal life. No one can proclaim that we are born again. No one can say that we are saved. No one can just say that we have eternal life. Only God. And no one is right before God who claims that someone who is born of God is not saved because they do not belong to their church. You see, God is no respecter of persons. He looks at the heart, and he's no respecter of that name above the door of the church. He respects people who have been born of God, and they are his children, no matter what anyone says. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you again that I am in your family. My significance in life comes from you. My self-worth comes from you. My inheritance comes from you, not from any person. And so, Lord, help me not to be arrogant today, Lord, but help me to have unity with everyone who has been born from above. In Jesus' name, amen.